Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Surviving Life with the Vambillies with myself, Letitia, and...
I am Danny Vambilly, married to this beautiful woman here, and super blessed to be doing ministry work together.
Is he trying to make me blush on TV?
I think so.
Well, hi. Thank you for that, baby. Thank you so, so much, guys. Thank you for joining us again on another installment. So what are we talking about today?
Today's episode is very interesting. It's called Vengeance is the Lord's. Mm. When we get into such topics, you know, it gets a bit complicated, you know, because sometimes in this journey, there's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of betrayal. You know, the biggest traitor is still Judas. But we have a lot of them running around. And a lot of pastors, believers are walking around in hurt, are walking around some even with bitterness.
Yeah.
Because people they loved, people they walked with, people they poured into have left them hurt, have let them scarred, have went and intentionally lied about them.
Yeah.
And that's when it gets complicated because you've gone, you've served, you've done nothing wrong. And the next thing you hear is, you know, stories that don't make sense. Mm-hmm. So when we're sitting here and we're saying vengeance is the Lord, we know that in those seasons, there can be a need to want to go and defend yourself because you're innocent. You know, you didn't do what they said you did. And that need to have people see you right, especially when you're not wrong, can now lead you into another, maybe a war of words. Because this one is saying this. This one is mobilizing on the other side. Mm. But the Lord doesn't want us to get involved in that. You know, there's a lot of celebrities. Now, I just want to use a physical example so you understand it. Who, no matter what you say about them, they don't respond. They don't respond because they know that they have more to lose in responding than some person out there just randomly posting or starting rumors about them. So we have to ask ourselves the question, am I ready to wait on God to defend me? Mm. Even when it looks like a lot of people are going to think I'm wrong, it's going to look like, you know, maybe I'm hiding something. And some people might even think your silence makes you guilty. But what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Vengeance is the Lord's.
When we're speaking about vengeance being the Lord's, it obviously means you're right.
Yes.
So some of the examples Danny was giving was people who were wronged. So when you're sitting in your bitterness, you know, we've been speaking a lot about humanity the last couple of weeks and saying, don't villainize your humanity, but recognize it and subdue it, right? Mm. It is normal to help someone and not expect that they will betray you. Mm. So when you're feeling those feelings of bitterness, now, that's not a fruit of the spirit, guys. Like, you can't be bitter.
That's
but
true.
Things mm-hmm. happen that elicit bitterness within us.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, you are feeling bitter. Acknowledge it, submit it to the cross, and allow the Lord to really dissect What is going on with that?
Amen.
When Danny was speaking just now, I heard the Lord saying, the cross needs hands. What that means, it reminded me of an example that we were once given. When you say, God, take me to the cross. What is my cross? You can't crucify yourself. You know, I'm crucified with Jesus. Who's going to crucify you except the person closest to you? So if you're really, really gangster, you can maybe put this hand. I don't know how you'll make the nail, like, stay there. And you can do that. But once you get to this hand, who's going to help crucify you?
You're going to need somebody.
It's going to be the guard that's next to you, the friend that's next to you, sometimes the wife or the husband that's next to you. It's tricky like that, but it's to say that you can't be on the cross without hands. And the hands that put you there are likely the hands that are closest to you, like the Judases, right? But you need to understand that you don't get to reap the sevenfold reward if you defend yourself. I want to go into scripture. Proverbs 6 verse 30 says, people do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his hunger when he's starving. Yet, if he is caught, he must pay sevenfold, even if it costs him the wealth of his house. The sevenfold blessing is not for people who defend themselves. I remember recently something had happened and I wanted to defend myself. It was a legal thing. It was a legal thing of, we're going to get lawyers. And I was just thinking about it while driving. We're going to send out the cease and desist. And the Lord said, you can't reap the sevenfold if you do that. It's not to say that the Lord will have you be walked over and he will never lead you in a way of defense. But it's to say that turning the cheek is a biblical principle and he will sometimes lead you to turn the cheek. Everything is not fight back. Some things, it's sit down and take it because there's something else on the other end of this. He once actually said to me, the sevenfold blessing also doesn't just come. If you read that scripture, the sevenfold blessing came because they were stolen from. So count it as joy. Now I'm creating a scripture, like I'm mixing, meshing things up. But count it as joy if a thief takes from you. Because when they are caught, you get that sevenfold reaping. You know, when someone, people don't understand, but why does he get the sevenfold? Because I was stolen from. And so there are certain things that happen in your life that activates scripture. That's what I wanted to say. There are certain things when it's happening, you know, when the scripture says a prophet is without what, I know it in French. What's the English? A prophet is without honor within his home. That means if you're being dishonored in your home, you're a prophet. It's a prerequisite for the mantle to be dishonored in your home. So there are certain things that happen in your life that activate scripture where this can't happen unless I'm dishonored, unless I'm rejected, it can't happen. And even for people that release words, that's just, you know, coming now, according to Ezekiel 3, that you are called to the prophetic. God tells you to release words to people. You go and you release words to people and they don't listen to you. But according to God's great commission for Ezekiel in 3:2-3, I believe, please do check that. The Lord says to him, I'm calling you to a stubborn people. You do not have to care if they listen, but I will hold you accountable that you did not speak. So there's someone that's listening right now. The Lord's saying, eat the scroll of his word so that you are ready to speak and that the Lord will reward you that you spoke. He is not concerned with whether they listen. He's concerned with whether you speak. So in that same sense, when you are called as a prophet and the Lord says to you, go and speak to the people and the people reject you, that vengeance is still the Lord. You don't get to force the prophetic word. You do what God told you to do and you leave it in his hand. If he's the one that commissioned you, and this is where we come, service. You spoke about hurt in the ministry. You are serving people. As a prophet, you're called to serve. You're not called to lord over them, right? You are serving people that hurt you. The question becomes, were you serving unto you? Or were you serving unto God? Mm. I have children who, when they disagree, they say, I'm going to tell mommy on you. In fact, I punish the child that hit the other one. Mm. You are not allowed to hit your sibling when they are wrong. You come to me because I am the one who exercises the authority over your sibling. It's important for us that our siblings learn they don't get to affect judgment on each other because they don't have the maturity to even do it right. So you will smack your brother. Let me give myself as an example. I took a knife and I cut my cousin's back wide open because she stole my basket when I was 5 years old. And as a child, I
very
rationalized.
Dangerous woman.
He actually saw the wound because she came to visit us a few years ago.
Yeah.
And we're now in our 30s. She still has this huge wound from when we were five because my immaturity did not fit the punishment to the crime. And so that's why for our children, we say, if you exercise vengeance on your brother, you're going to stab your brother. And we've seen it with toddlers, how they play dangerous. If someone takes the Uno card.
They get it from their mother.
Let's talk about tantrums in the mall, right? That's the punishment the child is giving you because they're hungry or they wanted that toy. And the brain of a child says, if I make a loud enough scream, mommy's going to give me that toy. So when you're really young, the punishment you will give your sibling will be too much, sometimes even too little. Mm. And so God in his perfect, because he's our father, right?
He's just.
He's just. He knows.
Mm.
Have you ever punished the one sibling and the other sibling that accused them even feels bad for them? That happens a lot with us where we're like, this is so bad. You are not watching TV the whole day. Then the sibling comes and says, when is he coming down to watch TV? I'm like, but you told me about him.
Yeah.
So sometimes when the Lord exercises his vengeance, even you're like, whoa, I didn't expect all that.
Yes.
There we go.
We have to trust God to be just and to know that when you are serving the Lord first. You may end up in a church, you may end up in a ministry, you can end up in a circle with a certain group of people, but you are serving God first.
Yeah.
And when things go wrong, when you are mistreated, you know, take that back to the Lord.
Mm.
Take that back to the Lord. And move on.
Mm.
You know, don't feel the need. You know, for me, I've learned that it's really good to do the inner work very quickly. If something goes wrong, don't walk around with that hurt for too long.
Mm.
Like, just process it. You know, if it hurts, it hurts. Allow it to hurt. Allow it to be painful. Don't pretend that it doesn't hurt. Don't say, oh, I didn't need them anyway.
Nope.
You needed them. You loved them. You cared for them. You served them, you know, with no ill intention. Take time to heal. So that after you've healed, you can walk away like with a clean heart. You can walk away with a fresh mind. And you don't have to carry the need to defend yourself.
Come on.
I'm saying this because it's hard. We are human beings, and when we face certain challenges, we want to be proven right.
Mm.
We want to prove our innocence. And that's why we have a whole justice system that tries and sees what's the evidence and all of that. But this is also how the enemy gets us caught. It gets you caught up in things that will derail you from your ministry, that will derail you from your calling. Trying to prove yourself right can end up in you being wrong.
Mm.
Are you hearing me?
You're always right until you're wrong.
You're always right until you're wrong. If someone does you wrong, and now you want to go and tell everybody how wrong they are, you slowly get into slander. You know, you'll start off from defending yourself And you'll end up in slander and gossip and then malice. And before you know it, murder. Because some of you are killing the character of men and women of God. Why? Because you were hurt. You are walking around creating malice, creating division in the body of Christ. Why? Because something bad happened to you. And I'm really talking about people who've had differences in ideas, differences in, you know, in the way we've done things, or have done each other wrong. But you telling people has nothing to do with protecting people. For example, I don't want someone to use this who's abusing, maybe who's a sexual abuser, saying, you see, you heard what the Vambili said, you can't speak out. No. Such things, you actually have to speak out in order to protect other people from falling victim to that thing. If you keep quiet, that's actually not good, because this person is going to hurt more people in the kingdom of God. I'm saying that just because I have a problem with Pastor Letitia Vambili, it does not mean that I have to make sure that everyone hates her and everyone thinks she's bad. No, she's too cold to people. Allow her to go and do what she has to do for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God does not operate on the basis of my preferences. Mm-hmm. The kingdom of God does not operate on the basis of my offenses. You know, you may offend me, and guess what? God still wants to use you, even mightier than he is using you today. And we have to learn how to forgive, how to release offense, how to trust that God will bring restoration in very bad situations. If God says, pray for your enemies, about believers that you walked with that were not your enemies but hurt you? What about people that you loved and loved you, but things went wrong along the way? Guess what? Pray for them. Pray that God will restore them. Pray that God will heal them. Some people hurt people not knowing that they are hurting people. Some of them are bleeding all over people because they are hurt. So do not put yourself in the position where it's your job to make sure they get what they have coming. It's not your job to do that. Vengeance is the Lord. And guess what? Sometimes people, you think God is supposed to chop and cut off a leg or something. God will restore. God will grow. And the same people will come back to serve you, having grown in the areas where they let you down, having understood that they were bleeding, having seen and healed in areas that was really detrimental to you. So the more you hold on to that hurt, it's only you who's hurting. The more you hold on to those ideas, you now open a door for the enemy to work in you and to cause your heart to harden and to even steal from your work in ministry.
And if vengeance is the Lord's, so is vindication.
Come on.
You know, what's interesting is if we don't have the holy righteousness to exact the judgment that's needed sometimes from these, you know, betrayal situations, it means that we also don't always have the wisdom to vindicate properly. What's interesting is Jesus was betrayed in a city. He was vindicated for eternity.
Sure.
In any human science, that reward does not fit the punishment either. So when God is vindicating you, it is at a level. You want to vindicate yourself to your household? God wants to vindicate you on the world map.
Come on.
God is like, I don't care about your house. I've called you to the nations, right? And what you need to understand is whenever there is betrayal and whenever someone does you wrong, they do go from a lover to an enemy. They do. But the question is, God has a commission for the hurt, and he has the commission for those who hurt. I'm going to go into scripture real quick. Romans 12, verse 19 to 21. It says, Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, verse 20 says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. What savageness in the Bible. And verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That means the moment you have an enemy, you are commissioned to feed them. You are commissioned to clothe them. You are commissioned to pray for them and to give them something to drink. An enemy is not a person who you just, you know, in Nigeria, high Nigeria, they'll say, wear matter for head. Where this enemy's matter is on you, like everywhere you go. Letitia did this to me. That's not the commission of scripture for you when you have an enemy. So whenever you have an enemy, you're being called higher. Every time that person comes to your mind, and at first it's hard, but every time John drops, you say, Lord, I pray for John. I pray for his family and everything that concerns him. May you perfect every will you have over his life. At first it's difficult, but over time you build a compassion for John because guess what? Just because John wronged you does not mean God is done with John. Come on now. That's still God's child. You may have differences, but that is still God's child. Be excited when someone does you wrong, because the vindication of God will supersede your borders. It will have nothing to do with John. And remember, whenever you're betrayed in a place of service, in a place of love, where God had called you to that place and they do you wrong, they have God to deal with. Please serve by the leading. Do not serve with your heart. Do not serve with your emotions. The Bible says guard the heart above all things. Because if you lead, if you serve with your heart, it will be shattered because people are not perfect. The heart needs perfection. Perfection is Jesus, because the heart is very sensitive. So when you're leading with your heart, you will encounter the brokenness that is normal for us as people. Who is perfect, right? So leave the things to God and understand if someone has done you wrong, you are God's child and God wants to do you right. Please do not take matters into your own hands and exercise a judgment that will then put you in wrong standing.
We love you. We believe that God is fighting
for you.
For you. Yes, there are battles that you don't even know. God is fighting for you. He's putting your name in places, in offices, in rooms that, you know, you've never even stepped in.
Come on now.
And your name is being cleared up. God is defending you. Trust and wait for the right time. You are blessed. You are called. Release the hurt. Don't let Satan have a ministry in your life.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. See you next week. Bye.
Hello. Bonjour. Bonsoir. Depending on where you're tuning in from, my name is Danny Vambili, and this is my lovely wife,
Letitia Vambili.
We'd like to thank you for joining us here on Surviving Life with the Vambilis. You know, this is a platform that's really been empowering to couples throughout Africa. We're broadcasting in more than 30 countries, and all of that would be impossible without the people who've been privately supporting us. So we first of all would like to thank those who stand with us financially, and we'd like to ask any of you, if you've been touched by this platform and you'd want to be part of what we're doing, please do join us and be a part of our partners who support Surviving Life with the Vambilis.
We would also like to thank everyone who has been tuning in via the streaming network from all around the world. We've gotten quite a few messages from the UK, and we would just like to thank everybody for their support. We truly believe that God has called us to speak about the gospel in a tangible and relative way that touches on everyday topics, and we are privileged to be able to do so. So
If you have been blessed by us or would like to support us in any way, we ask that you follow the prompts on the screen. And yes, keep on supporting the show that we may bring you more episodes and speak about God in the way that we do with everyday life.
Thank you so much, guys. It's always amazing to be here with you. And then also, we would like to thank MLC Ministries. We've been shooting from the ministry there. If you are in Pretoria and you need free counseling, do contact MLC Ministries or come over to the bookshop or the prayer room that's always open for 24 hours where you can come and book a prayer session. For myself, Danny Vambili.
And Letitia Vambili.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on Surviving Life with the Vambilis.
Remember that you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to hear the entirety of the show, 30 minutes uninterrupted.
And tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m., you can tune in for our discussions where we get to hear from you and discuss the topic further.
You can WhatsApp us during the live show using 071-364-0376 so that we can hear your opinions, your thoughts, and of course your experiences, and play your voice notes live on air.
And on social media, you can also get us on IG under Impact 103 to be exact. You can also find us on Facebook on Impact Live.
And our personal pages, Surviving Life with the Vambilis, you can just type in at the Vambilis and join all our discussions there as well.
We look forward to having these discussions with you on a weekly basis. Myself, Danny Vambili, and with my lovely wife,
Letitia Vambili. This is us signing off. Until next week.
Goodbye.